Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my God, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada. What happens on Spank Wagon Radio? Why, you hear black men say this.
Oh, shit.
Damn, he doesn't get a cue. You hear skinny white guys say this.
Anybody touched my ass?
And little white girls are afraid to poop in the studio. You want to learn more about Spank Wagon Radio? All you need to do is go to spankwagon.net, click on a bunch of random fucking links, and you'll get to us.
Do you want to know more?
Click here.
Click here to know more. You have no clue what this is.
Holy crap, dude.
What was this? Is it what's his name?
From the Kill Bill soundtrack.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I've seen Kill Bill a long time.
No, this is Green Hornet. I want to say Al Hirt, H-I-R-T.
Oh, okay. It's a good song.
It's a classic theme song, you know, in the mod 60s era.
Was it the Green Hornet a TV show? It was a TV show.
I can't remember the main, but I know that Bruce Lee was part of it. I can't remember the main, and I know they even crossed over with the 66 Batman show.
Good work, Kato!
That's pretty much all you got out of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
Thank you.
And I am the overly excited Murphy.
You are really excited for like the past 5.5 seconds.
You know why?
Oh, you get to meet someone tomorrow.
No, beyond that, guess what yesterday was?
Thursday.
Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training yesterday, baby.
Oh, we only got what, 50 some odd days left?
Spring training game is in 12 days.
Nice. So, you know, I got to laugh because... I understand that, you know, we give Scrappy a ton. I mean, an absolute metric ton of shit for not knowing things. What was that question she asked when... and
what's this? What is it?
Notice I'm not turning her mic on here yet.
What is that? I don't understand this thing. It's got buttons and lights. What is that?
What did you bring in for the benefit of the studio?
A computer.
And what's the first thing she said when you sat her down in front of it?
What's this? What is that? What's it for? Is it gonna watch me pee?
No. Unreal.
We have outfitted the studio with a very own LV Rocks laptop.
Yay. We need the LV Rock stickers on it now.
Yeah, we do. Do we have any LV Rock stickers?
I got to find them. I know they're somewhere in this building.
I know we have some Billy's Kid stickers somewhere.
We have Billy's Kid stickers everywhere. There's one on the sidewalk outside of the freaking studio. All right.
Is my mic on? Is it on
there
now?
There it is. Yeah. Are you a princess?
Hey, wait, so wait. She doesn't know what a computer is, but it does match her contacts.
The computer's not gray. I mean blue. Shut up. It's just, it's going to be one of those nights. It really is going to be one of those nights.
Yes, Stitch, an entire metric ton. It was, you know what's funny? When I walked into work on Monday morning, I saw Scrap there, and I was like, holy crap, those are some blue-ass contacts. Took me like a good 10 minutes to say something.
What always scares me is the chicks who wear like the gold or like silvery goldish colored contact lenses. I'm like, dude, you're trying to make your eyes bling?
I want red ones just so I can scare people.
I'm getting purple, I think, next month.
A guy I know has 8-ball ones.
Let's get 8-ball. That's all we get.
I want cat eyes.
Hey, Jesus, we got a ton of people hanging
That's
out
right.
in the chat room.
You know why?
Because
I have this thing. I don't know what it's called, but I have one.
It's called a vagina. Yes,
it's
that's why they're
a penis.
Here. No, it's
you
a vagina.
That's why I'm playing with it.
And I can tell you at least one of the people is in the chat room because you have a vagina.
Wait. Scrappy's 4-inch clit is now
only
a penis?
One. Who say I? If not, I'm just kidding. Who are all these people?
They're listeners.
See, people who actually enjoy the show go to spankwagon.net.
So how much did you pay them to join?
Nothing.
The
you know what it is? I put out a MySpace bulletin saying, please listen to the show live.
You know on MySpace it says that the show starts at 6.
That's because your mom used the wrong banner. Because then your mom repeated it.
Wait, I've updated all of the banners.
She's using an old one, I think.
How did? Oh, so she downloaded it separately? Because I updated all the banners. Go to
Let me look. I'm looking right now.
Holy shit. If I didn't update all the banners.
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
Hi, Decaf.
What's up?
Decaf,
man?
Do you want to drink some sperm?
Nah, again,
I'm just kind of pissed off. That's all.
Why are you pissed off, buddy?
Tell us about it. Let me get a lighter.
Because last week you left early. You stopped talking. The show fell to shit. This week,
sorry about that.
And I had all fucking night. This week, I gotta go help my brother move at the 8 o'clock. This motherfucker wants to hang out. Scrappy's cheery. And we have something to talk about today's show. That's what I'm pissed about. We got listeners, and I got to go early. Last week's show, shit, I could have. I just put in a sick leave slip and I showed up last week.
What did I do to the computer?
That's what I'm pissed about. Now everybody's all fun and joyful and shit. Now I'm all
pissed.
Am
I supposed
off.
To be pissed?
No, you're supposed to be joy and fun.
Damn you, Decaf. Why are you leaving the show
I
early?
No choice, man. I guess.
Nah, fuck that shit. I'm getting those handcuffs that you bought me for Christmas.
Hey.
We're not playing that.
Well, it's about time you finally use them.
I know. I haven't had anybody to use them.
Why not?
With. Because.
With.
Chris doesn't like it when I use them on him.
We are so in the wrong place tonight. I'm sorry. I'm going through the MySpace, and in the MySpace is a bulletin from Pirate, who.
Pirate?
Are you chewing
now,
gum?
There is a name I haven't heard. Actually, no. You want to know what's funny? One of my. How did this work out?
One of
out?
Your people know Pirate.
Yes.
Yes. Listen to this. This is Pirate's... Goddamn, we're in the wrong place tonight. KY Wrestling tonight. That's right, asshole. Come and watch Kelly from the Swing Shift Sideshow and Miss Pirate of Sin City Roller Girls rough up some bitches in a big old pool of KY lube. She's doing freaking... Oh, it starts at 10. Maybe I'll go.
What? Would you go fight Scrappy in the KY lube?
No, I would love to watch... Pirate.
No Scrappy.
You would love to watch Pirate go in the...
So. I'd love to watch Pirate do anything. That girl's smoking hot. Oh, she... She's
Are
just
you going to have to take a few minutes in front of the camera?
I very well might. She is just the kind of nasty that I like, and he knows what I'm talking about. She is a naughty, naughty girl. Naughty!
Pirate.
Shit, he went stupid and British.
Well, who's Pirate?
You remember Pirate!
No,
one of Jess's friends, the badass little tattoo artist... She's the girl who was talking shit at the Aristocrat, walked outside, and some dude hit her in the face with a 2x4. She got up and whooped his ass.
Nice.
Pirate
you gotta
is
tell
a
me,
badass.
You got to tell me more. I don't know.
Remember when
that's
okay,
you.
Wait. She has the... Wow. Remember she was at her live show when we did it at MJ's?
Is that the one?
It's sort of coming
through. She's using the old school gold mic logo.
Jesus. That's the Chief logo.
Yeah,
I can update that.
It's sort of coming to me.
Yeah, Pirate has a God. What is that symbol? It's an Omega
the
symbol.
Omega symbol
on her chest,
right there, as well as many, many others. But she is, man, I love Pirate. She's awesome.
Stitch is introducing himself to Scrappy. She's like, should I call you affiliate? I'm like, their nicks are right. now, Scrappy, here's how chat works.
What's his name?
Look on the right-hand side of the screen.
I don't see a name on the right-hand side.
Stitch, Fox FM. It's also next to where he types.
So what does Pirate look like?
I see his name, dude, Stitch, Fox FM.
That's his name.
What? That's not his name. His name
Describer.
Is James.
Describer.
Hold on.
And your name's Jessica. We know this. But you go by nicks. You go by... Nom de plurs,
then
by
then he
should have
told
synonyms.
Me his name was Stitch, not James.
She's a little short girl with the short hair, all the piercings.
They're still on this.
She's a roller girl. She's a friend of Jesse's.
Did she get in any sexy positions or anything?
Dude.
She could kick our ass in a heartbeat.
Okay, dude. Here.
Are you bringing up a web page?
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Pirate has some new photos on her page. I know I'm relatively close to the whole e-stalking thing at this part.
Creepy.
But look at these. And I will not lie. I have masturbated to those.
Shit.
Hey, nice blonde.
Yeah, it was a wig.
Well, yeah.
I have masturbated to those. Aren't those awesome?
What haven't you masturbated to?
She's you.
A Sears catalog. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Let's see. We got to throw out whether or not he has or has not masturbated to something. So think of something.
Ask me, and I will tell you honestly.
And let's do this as an opening and a cue for our callers. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. All you need to do is call up so you can ask Murphy what has he masturbated to. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
Did you really think I forgot who Pirate was?
No.
Who wants to go first on what Murph has masturbated to?
Have you?
I'm sorry, I did lie there. I have masturbated to Scrappy. I can't lie. I have scrapped one out to Scrappy.
Okay, so you rubbed one out to Scrappy.
Have you ever masturbated watching any 70s TV shows?
No. If I'm watching anything,
oh my god, I've got one.
it's usually porn, but 70s TV shows. No, but I did masturbate to Barbarella, the movie.
Have you ever masturbated to Buffy, the TV show?
No.
No?
Ooh, okay.
No, because if I'm watching Buffy, I'm usually really into it.
Have you ever
masturbated to her pictures?
Yes. She's in one of the newest issues of Maxim as Maxim's Girl of the Year, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I have whacked off to that.
Yeah. I whacked off to her for about 3 years when she was with all my children.
Freakazoid anyway. Wants to know if you pull it to Jay Leno. Hot.
No, I have never masturbated to Jay Leno.
Have you masturbated to any guy?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever masturbated to a girl in a store catalog?
Yes.
Sears catalog.
No, not Sears. I mean like Target or Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
Department store?
Like no,
a
I take that
kid,
back.
Like a 12-year-old?
When I was about 12, I did spank it to a Kmart ad once, the bra section.
Wow.
No, wait a minute. You know what?
Wait.
Oh.
Did you rub one out to Scrappy's mom?
You know what? I need this phoned in. If that question's going to be asked... I need that called in.
All right.
So, Scrappy, type out the phone number.
No, type out the LV Rocks, not your own. The LV Rocks phone number. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Have you ever masturbated to a relative?
Oops. No.
Interesting.
Or on a relative.
Has a relative ever been sort of subsequently nearby?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, like next to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever masturbated to a girl in a public place?
Have I ever masturbated?
Not knowing that you were masturbating to her.
Ooh.
Okay, sorry. So a girl that I saw in a public place or masturbated in a public place?
In a public place while watching a girl.
While watching a girl? No. No, that I... Oh, no, wait. Well, it kind of depends upon what you consider public. When I was in high school, there was this girl that I used to date who was really, really hot, and she loved to have guys basically come over and just, you know, pleasure themselves while watching her outside of her window. So I did go over to her house one night, and she put on a little show for me, and I jerked off outside her window.
Have you, from the chat room
here... In fact, she even kept a box of Kleenex on the windowsill for guys when they were done.
That's fine. No Windex?
No Windex. No.
In the chat room, Stitch asks, have you masturbated to Lara Croft, the game version?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Have you jacked off to The Sims?
No.
Okay.
Oh, we were talking about that today.
Even with the nudie patch?
Yeah, no. Okay. I've never really
See, now
spent
do you
any time
get,
with The
never
Sims.
Mind. Now do you kind of get what I was saying earlier?
I got what you were saying earlier. I just like playing dumb.
You
making you
explain
things. You
do a very good
things.
Job about it.
What else?
Anyway,
anything else? Quit chomping that gum.
Jesus Christ. Children, am I going to make you spit out your gum?
Have you ever jacked off the
I don't want your gum.
To Charmed?
No.
Charmed?
No, but I have masturbated to Rose McGowan.
I have masturbated to Alyssa Milano.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I did too. The vampire movie where she got naked.
Yes, totally. Yep. Up against the wall getting banged. Yeah,
Rose
totally.
McGowan in Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Poison
Ivy. Poison Ivy 2.
Depends upon what you're into, but no, that's... What else? Come on.
You know what? We need callers to call
in. Guys, call in.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Call us and tell us what you've jacked off to. I don't think anything could be more worse than anything anybody else here has done.
During a boring sports game.
During a boring sports game?
Have you jacked off during a boring sports game?
He kind of did say that like he's, you know.
Have you? Have you jacked off to it?
Yes, he has.
What about during wrestling?
I'm sorry?
I really can't recall. It's a possibility.
Let me.
I will say this. I was trying to take a nap during a Dodger Sunday Dodgers game one time, and I couldn't fall asleep, so I went and rubbed one out, and then I could take a nap.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what I'm saying. I think I can.
Nap spank?
Oh,
I've done a nap spank. Yeah. Fucking constantly, dude. Yeah. If I know I need to take a nap, or if I can't sleep, I'll go and rub one out.
Yeah.
That's like...
Dude, rubbing one out before you go to bed is just sort of habit. I mean, that's like... That's a sleeping pill. Come on. I mean, you know, you don't need fucking any drugs. You just need to find a little bit of good porn, and it doesn't have to be really good porn. It just has to be adequate porn. Rub one out, get it done with.
So have you been passed out, knocked out, woke up, had to rub one out before you could go back to sleep?
Yes. Yep. Usually happens I'll wake up at like fucking 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning as I fart and can't get back to sleep, and yep, that's what I do. Rubbing out.
Wait. So let me. So what have you rubbed one out to? You know, I mean, has it been a sports event?
LaToya Jackson.
LaToya.
LaToya Jackson. No.
No. Michael Jackson.
No. Definitely no Michael.
Tito Jackson.
No. Actually, I don't think none of the Jacksons.
None of the Jacksons.
They make me.
Oh, I've rubbed one out to Janet.
Oh yeah, Playboy
that
ad.
Cover.
I don't know.
She did Playboy. I did
the Jacksons.
The halftime show.
Yeah, the halftime show.
Yeah, that's your sports one in the middle of a sports game.
No, come on, you gotta get some better ones than that. Come on.
Let's see. What else have you rubbed it out to? Let's see. Have one of your mom's friends.
No.
No. Okay. Murph, one of your mom.
I can't answer that. So.
Oh, okay. Scrap.
I'm trying to think.
You don't masturbate, do you?
I don't need to.
That's a goddamn lie.
See, that's a total lie. Everyone needs to. Even me, who's broken, needs to.
You're broken?
I'm broken.
But you're men.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Men
well,
need
then,
it more.
Why do you make that? Oh, men need it more. So when you hit your prime of your life, when you're what? You know, 40? You don't think
I'm
you're
not
gonna...
even in, like, yeah, my prime right now.
Scrappy, none of you would like to know what do you masturbate to?
Yeah, I saw that, and
quit
I answered
chomping.
That in the chat room.
I don't see an answer.
She asked that, and then she rephrased it. So I answered it before she rephrased it.
Have you ever masturbated to a picture of yourself?
What the fuck?
That's a good question, actually. Have you ever turned yourself on by you?
No.
No? Wow. What a repressive person.
You know, come
person.
Home, put on That's... that music that you like. I only have eyes for me.
So you never jacked off to your own picture, Murphy?
No. Although I did
Can
jerk
you
off.
Jack off to
well,
your own picture?
I did jerk off to a sex video that I made with an ex.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That works. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Murphy jacking off to his own picture would be like promoting bestiality.
What?
Wow.
How do you figure?
That's a long way to go for a really
bad
joke.
Look, it's called narcissism. Okay, look it up. You've got a computer now, even though you don't. Wow.
Yay!
Hold on. That's some great cleavage today.
Oh yeah,
that's
I told her this morning.
Phenomenal.
Her tits look fantastic. Here, take the jacket off.
No, I'm okay.
The shirt just does a great job of hugging it, and apparently it's all the bra that makes them look fantastic.
It's the
like
bra.
That.
This is my favorite bra.
I can see why. It's mine now too.
Good.
So I want to know. I want to know what people in the chat room jerk off to. So please call in and tell us what you
call
you masturbate
us in,
to.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. I can't believe we're begging for phone calls and we're only 20 minutes into the show.
Hey, why not?
I'm not begging. I never beg.
Yeah, bullshit. I've seen different. Anyhow.
What?
I've seen different.
When have you ever seen me beg?
Oh, please take the camera out of the bathroom. I have to pee.
That's one.
No,
but,
that
but,
was a threat. I was not begging.
Peeing is
that
a was threat?
That was a
tip. Okay, everybody. You be nice.
Why do I
pee?
Always get the broken fucking mic? Why can't?
Sweetie, just as a general rule for radio etiquette, you often turn the mic off before messing with the stand.
And the gum chewing. And the. What part of 20 was I stupid at? Because I don't remember being this stupid at 20.
I'm not stupid.
Then what do you call it?
I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid. I go to community college.
Oh, let's not
At least
start
I went to college.
Yeah, and I'm making triple the amount of money
that you
do. Get
in on this shit. I got to hear this shit all motherfucking
But you're
day.
Triple our age. Motherfucker, how about that shit?
Yeah,
community
well.
College. I go to community college, motherfucker.
Can you
that's
open
one.
It? I can't open it.
Little hands.
Cutting into my fucking thumb trying to open that.
So, wait. You know what? And that's just, you make a valid point. That was something I got pissed at Murph when I found out how much he's going to make at his job and the fact that he has a GED or a good enough diploma. And I'm like,
that's right, bitch.
But I'm like, fuck you. How is it I go to school and I'm stuck in a dead-end job? Or at least a call center type job or a techie job or whatever other career I chose and it's been shit.
Because you fear change.
I do. I absolutely do.
Trench, we have a request from the chat room. They'd like the cam on so they can all begin to masturbate.
Oh, my God.
And Scrappy's mom, I know you're out there. If you would like to call in and talk about your sex life, we would love to
she
have
already
you
said
on.
She wasn't going to call, and don't point that on my boobs.
Please.
What is your issue?
Please.
Scrappy's mom. Please call.
Scrappy's
please.
Mom. She is. It's nice. And I missed her. She came in the other day to have lunch with Scrap, and I
know. She wanted to meet you, and she
I was,
cried.
I was out.
You wouldn't come sucks. Out.
Yeah, I had to, all right, start beating it, boys. I had to take care of some stuff before I could go, and unfortunately stuck. Wow, there you go. Turn on the low light. Iris adjust.
Yeah, well, her boobs are really glossy.
My boobs are glossy.
Yeah, this is full light. That's too bright.
They're slightly reflective due to some substance that may have been splashed across them.
Have you ever masturbated to a girl getting killed in a horror movie?
No.
Have you?
But I have masturbated before the girl got killed.
Wait, but what about, isn't there one where she's running around naked and she gets killed naked?
Well, there's a lot of those. Michael? I mean, I'm sorry, any Freddy Krueger or Jason film, you know, the exploitative ones were total jerk fests, you know?
Exploitative.
Big word, I know. Sorry. Sorry, let me dumb that down to 20-year-old. Whoa! Okay. So,
dude, I love exploitative films.
Dude, absolutely, dude. Totally, whoa. All right. Anyhow.
Bitch, I will throw one of these little bottles of liquor at you.
You bounce it off my forehead.
No, some of these are glass.
Yeah, this is glass too.
Yeah, that would. Okay, what is a midget gonna rob a bank with one of those? Give me a money, please. No.
Okay, which one of you has jacked off to my mom? Honestly,
I'm going to tonight.
Nah,
she's had a pretty good MySpace.
Maybe even onto her if
Ooh,
she calls
oh,
in.
Oh yeah, there you go. Make an incentive. This is funny. Maybe we're all being quiet maybe, now. What's in the chat room? We're a radio show.
Maybe to somebody at your party, but not your mom.
Oh.
He jerked it off to Wes.
No. I jerk off to Wes. That's one big brutal dude.
Yeah.
Oh, he was, but after you left. Who?
Actually, Krillin's more my intellectual. That's what gets me going.
Who? Stephanie or her sister?
I don't know. That's from my imagination. Ooh.
What was the name of your little the little friend of yours with the big boobs who still has my t-shirt? What was her name again?
Francis.
There's someone who I jerk off
no,
to.
No, wait. What about the black chick that was there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude. When
dude's
I,
daughter.
Yeah. Oh. Oof. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Yes, totally oh, yeah. Yes. So that's all right. Spankwagon Radio. None of you motherfuckers called. I don't get this. Okay,
because they're scared. Scared. We're scared. And Scrappy's calling her mom a gutter slut. That's awesome. That is fantastic. So anyway, Decaf, how was your week?
Nah. What else we got to talk about?
Nah.
We got
that's about
I got
my
skills.
Do you think we can get Scrappy to do a tech review on that OS?
I don't know what this is called, but it's a computer.
What's the operating system?
I don't know. What the fuck is it?
We go Linux, and she goes, "What's that?"
Because I'm not used to you guys being nice to me and like letting
we're
me.
We're always
you're
nice
like,
to you.
You're like, sit here. I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, I thought there was, because there's something up on here, this ESPN thing. I'm like.
All right, wait. You know what? You're rambling.
Way
too
don't,
much.
Don't
about
do that.
Way
don't
nothing.
Do that.
Like, no,
turn
where,
it back.
Are we always mean to her?
Yes.
We do kind of pick on her a little.
Yes.
Okay, give us an example
you
where
can't
we're
pick
really
on
brutally
the
mean.
You can't pick
you're
on the
always
willy.
Mean. It's always you three against me and putting cameras in bathrooms and bullshit.
Me against
and
the world.
This motherfucker
her,
over here.
You didn't tell her about the one under the desk, did you?
Never.
Why do you think you're sitting there and I'm over here?
That I don't believe. That I don't care because
take a
I'm
look.
Stressed. I'm not trying to be like naked.
There's
you
a
would
little,
like me to put
why,
my head
why,
in
why,
your
why,
lap.
That's how that's hairy your ass
scrap,
look. What pants?
Scrap. Seriously, right here, if you were to look under, sorry, I'm moving off the mic. If you were looking under the table, right here, there's a camera.
Yep, dead center.
Cool.
Could you please spit the gum out? I mean, really.
Or swallow it.
If you put that gum, I am not touching your gum.
Okay.
Then, James L., you want
He'll it? Actually masturbate
Give
to it.
Give me one of those and I'll throw it in there. Ah, my finger.
God.
Man, that gum still had its flavor too. Ass, that was my last piece. Fuck your shit.
Oh,
can we
my
drink
God.
Sperm?
Now that I fucking masturbate to.
I'll be isolating that audio later.
Thank you. Can we
have your sperm? Yeah, put some goddamn bukkake.
We need to have you like
bukkake.
Start.
Now you got me talking.
We need you to like actually write another intro where we get audio clips and actually show audio
you
clips.
You know, I did that and you told me you didn't like those.
I liked them until you actually kept trying to force that one where it had too much vocal in the music. We need to find you some like jazz or something to put them on too.
Jazz, what are you, gay?
Yeah, you listen.
Fucking Scatman Carruthers and shit.
No sense of appreciation
Scatman
for music.
Scatman Carruthers is tight. You know what Scatman Crothers is, Scrappy?
He's not going to know. He barely knows.
Eat my asshole.
I know please
I know
do.
Exactly
I would Scat jack
Man
off
Crothers
for that.
Right.
She left the gum and she's going for lip gloss. This chick has
you know,
oral
I do.
Fetish.
So you like watching two dudes go at it?
No, I'm just...
You're a fucking lying ass bitch.
I would like
you know
to
how,
watch
you know
Mark
how
and
me so fucking girls. A lot of girls always say, oh, two guys?
You know
ew, that's gross. Fuck that. You know girls fucking love that shit.
I don't find a problem with that, actually.
Let me get
two guys,
something out here.
Guy on guy action. I think it's okay. I mean, I wouldn't like jack off or get hot over it, but it's cute, I guess. Like,
let's see something here. I downloaded something because I currently have another project I'm dealing with.
By the way, your mom's posting swimsuit pics in MySpace.
How come I can't open it?
You gotta sign in.
I tried to. Oh, okay.
No, like I can't open it. Oh my God.
Jesus.
That's why. Ooh, I should not do
there
that.
There you go, decaf.
I guess I'm maybe jacking off to that tonight.
Oh my God, what did I do?
I'm gonna jack off to your mother.
I can't see him.
The purple thing's kind of nice there.
Yeah, I like the one where your mom's all bent over.
Can you?
You see the
fix
next
it.
Picture where I'm wearing it? That'd be. But you haven't seen her, huh? She's mine.
Look, that number goes up every time you hit that. Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, a little tattoo there.
And I tried to control and hit it, and that didn't work either.
A little MILF action. Doesn't hurt nobody.
No, never. MILFs need love, too.
You got too many clothes on, Scrappy. You're not interesting tonight.
You know what? I'm going to have to fix that one later. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I've seen them anyway.
I like that one where she's bent over. That's the
Is
one.
Is that the
I
one
like.
Where you see little rose
yeah,
tattoo
little
on her?
Rose tattoo.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Scrappy, ask
why
your mom if she
why
swallows.
Call your mom
I want to know this.
What?
Ask your mom if she swallows. I want to know this.
She probably does. Ask her. She's in the chat.
You ask her.
Why? So you guys can jack off to this later?
Maybe.
You probably would. Shit like that. Maybe.
Have you ever jacked off to the podcast?
No. Although there was that one where Mark was getting spanked. No.
Wait,
no.
What about the one where
I
we were getting
it.
Where we had the femdom in here? And
ooh, that was just scary.
Yeah.
I almost apologize for booking that. All right, let me put something on here. Let's see if I can weird Scrappy out. Let's see here.
Oh, we're weirding him out.
You're gonna weird me out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Will
so,
I like it?
Are you doing okay?
Know,
what? Walk us through what you're doing at least. So that way we
I'm
have
just
some
opening
talk.
Up some video that I downloaded as I'm working on something at work.
You working at work? What a shitty
she
ass
said
concept.
Only when
that,
I'm
huh?
thirsty to answer your question.
Damn.
Wow. Well, you live in a desert, so that pretty much means always.
How is this supposed to weird me out? Oh, I saw something on this.
Which one's this? We'll see, huh?
Well, you actually don't want to, but...
Why wouldn't he?
We've seen everything else, dude. What would be this? What would be...
Can I get him to come clean my house?
I don't think he's going to want to.
Why?
He's queer.
He's into penis.
Oh. That would explain that. Would you let a girl do that to you? Do you like that?
Oh, is he getting pegged?
No, not quite.
Oh.
Answer the question.
Would Depends.
You let, would you let your wife do that?
Oh, again?
Could you again? Could you tell what us is what it is for
there's,
those
okay,
who can't see
when you
it?
Were getting a blowjob, there is nothing wrong with a finger up to like the first knuckle. Maybe even the second. It all depends upon what's going on there. Any more than that, then it's gay. But the second knuckle's...
That's interesting.
So how far past the wrist have you gone?
Oh, dude, elbow.
Okay.
I felt the joint.
Okay, have you ever jacked off to this?
No. No, this is entirely different. This is for a gag. I've
oh
done this.
Shit! They all have penises.
Oh, it's a tranny thing.
It's tranny
oh,
porn.
Shit.
Oh. Not just tranny porn, but a tranny gangbang.
Jesus.
There's nothing wrong getting a finger up the ass.
She's pretty, thank too. You. That's really sad.
That's vanity, and that's why I downloaded this, because she is really pretty. And I've got, there's some great stuff in here with her fucking a hot-ass porn star named Bella Donna.
Okay, so are they women?
No, those are all dudes.
Then how come they're not getting hard, like,
well,
playing with themselves?
A lot of...
Because they like to flap it around each other first.
A lot of trannies... Exactly. A lot of trannies are what they call non-functioning. They just don't have a functioning penis. It just doesn't work because they just don't get aroused that way.
This is stupid then, because they're just all soft and small.
No, it eventually, I mean, you can't, it eventually will get hard after, that's why, wow, that guy's got a big dick over there. Holy shit, look at the size of that thing. Anyway.
Isn't it sad? A tranny has the best of both worlds in that sense, of huge cock and boobs.
I know.
Come on,
I should be a tranny.
Fair.
I'd sit around and play with them all day.
That's really weird. I don't know if I like watching a guy suck on a dick.
Yeah, it's,
and he kind of looks like he's having a seizure. On
yeah, he's got kind of a weird look.
He does. He looks like he's like shaking, like he looks like he's having a seizure.
It looks more like a bobblehead than a porn movie.
This is that same girl, Vanity, and this is Belladonna, who is one of the hottest porn girls. She's just a
Belladonna.
She's just a filthy whore. Oh, I love her.
All right.
She'll just fuck the shit out of anything. I mean, she's
a Chevy Nova.
Belladonna. Yeah, a Chevy Nova, some midgets.
Clowns.
So they can't
table
come, right?
They can, but it's a lot of times they can't come unless they've got something in their ass. So it all depends upon
that's
what's going
really
on.
Weird.
It's like a sport.
All right. Well, we need to cut to a quick break. Decaf, what are they listening to?
Soft penises. I mean, it's been Quacking Radio.
That's really weird.
Soft penises?
No, this, yeah, soft penises too, but.
Well, white penises?
Look
never
at her, shit.
Hey, like,
she never saw a white penis before.
Real quick.
Either.
Anybody else who's listening, you got to join the chat room. We'll start sharing links and stuff in there. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank it, baby. Spank it.
No. There's something about...
doesn't it make you feel don't you feel the cold?
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net, the official site. So, you were saying...
I can't get this to work.
Sorry.
That's a pretty interesting book.
Huh? Get some batteries. Yeah,
it doesn't want to...
It's a really good book. Phones, you know, Murph, what problem you have with your phone?
Oh, my iPhone. Turn the bed down, damn it.
Sorry, add up too high.
My iPhone, which everybody knows I love, I'm getting this weird...
No.
I'm getting this weird...
Actually, wait. Have you jacked off to your iPhone?
Not to the iPhone, but with the porn on my iPhone.
Fair enough.
You can see it really well in the light here. There's a weird discoloration happening in the LCD in the upper right corner, and it's growing. It's actually going down the screen, and it's slightly turning yellow. I can notice it when I look at white text.
Is it like pixel? Is it not? It's not dead pixels. Is it stuck pixels?
No, it's just.
Is it dead sperm?
It could be dead sperm. Okay. No, I don't know what it is. It's just there's this,
as white as cloudy.
It's just a light
of
spot.
Yellow.
It's just a light spot. So yeah, it's
interesting. Week for phones. because I finally just got fed up with trying to fix my smartphone, my PPC.
Yeah.
So I just bought a little crappy flip phone this week, Sanyo. Only reason I went with Sanyo is because the last one I had, that little old candy bar that was a brick, worked so damn well. So I decided I had to get a new phone.
So you got rid of your...
Well, it's in a box in another room. I figure if I ever buy a PC or if I ever load up like XP or Vista on my on a Mac, I can just go through that and then
start. Have you tried Missing Sync? I always had a lot of luck with Missing Sync.
Missing Sync actually... I paid $30 for probably the worst piece of software ever. I have never had just the crappiest piece of software. And
Vista's only $30?
It is in certain markets, yes, very much so. No, actually, it was just I don't like the fact that they have to do so much crap to your operating system before they can actually function properly. I'm like, it's just a phone, people. Write a shell, write a scripting, do something else other than this.
But well, my question, why do you have to look at on the computer to see pictures I send instead of just going straight to your...
Oh. Because I can't, I can't remember the code. I have to type it into a website, and they're not uploaded yet, so it'll take a little bit. Yeah, I can't view picture messages on my phone. I have to,
really?
I have to type.
Is that for
all
the iPhones?
That's all iPhones.
Yeah,
iPhones have not decided when they're going to, or I should say, Apple has not decided when they're going to release the MMS or multimedia.
Is it because it requires a lot of space on their part to have pictures go through, or
a lot of bandwidth?
But you know what? The Edge network can support it pretty easily. I think it's something to do with future technology with the new OS.
Such as what?
Possibility of video chat.
Where would they? Okay, but
where would they put the camera?
Well, the camera's already on back. You could utilize it. You know, you could do that. Nokia, what, N95s or N91s or something like that? You can actually take video, film it from your phone, stream it to a proxy machine, and then redistribute it out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
There's people who do that as part of their online blogs and stuff like that, where they'll do interviews with other people using nothing more than the camera and the microphone that comes on, or the camera and microphone that comes on there. Telephone. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's not like every day, but you know, it's doable. So, hey, Spank Wagon Radio again online, spankwagon.net. If you haven't joined us in the chat room, actually, I'm seeing people in the chat room, so we want to thank everybody, Freakazoid and Nunya and Stitch and Orange Ego. So everybody, welcome, and we want more people to join us because we really appreciate actually seeing the people.
I want
chat.
Scrappy's mom to call, please.
We're learning a lot about Scrappy's mom in the chat room and anal.
Pick up
and
the
Scrappy's
phone.
Freaking out. I mean, she is just like,
are you doing to my computer?
Oh, wait, now it's her computer? Hold on. What's going on over there, guys?
Murphy! This is like the speak and spell. Do you remember the speak and spell?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you know what it is. It's actually impressive.
There you go, Scrappy.
Are you impressed?
Because she still uses it.
Well...
So,
spell goat.
So we have something here, and here's my reservation
it's
about
the
this.
Sperm.
It's the sperm shot, and my reservation about this is eventually Scrappy's going to have to drive.
Oh yeah, good point.
And she's a youngster. Are you chewing gum again?
No, I'm chewing on a.
Don't look at me. It's not always the white girl.
Sorry, it's me. I'm chewing on a cough drop.
This is it's called a little Krugie, and it's a little sperm shaped shot. And I just, okay, here's the deal. If Scrappy gets trashed, one of us has to take her home.
How am I going to get trashed off of some sperm shit?
And if Scrappy gets trashed, she's going to have to stay here in the studio with all
I'll
of us.
I'll drink it if you jack off to it.
I have, to it or in it? Because it sounds like you'll do either at this point.
No, to it.
Can we get the camera going for
this
at least?
Yeah, I'm not going to jack off to a sperm shot. So,
have you ever jacked off into something and gave it to a girl to drink?
Yes, because I was requested to.
That's interesting.
What? That,
she wanted a spermsicle.
What is it? Take a sip of it first, because I'm scared.
What is it? It's booze, dude.
It's a cream liqueur. It's vanilla.
Taste a little bit first. Make sure it's not too strong. You didn't drink shit!
Yeah, he did.
Well, if he drinks more, it's going to be half the fucking thing.
Tastes like ice cream. Tastes like melted ice cream.
Oh. You didn't drink any of it!
Oh my gosh.
You didn't even make a dent in that shit. That's what I thought.
Why does he have to make a dent?
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like melted ice cream.
You still didn't drink shit. What are you doing? Like licking the fucking...
He drunk.
Chug the sperm, will ya? See, physics would dictate.
Oh, you didn't drink shit.
See,
oh,
physics dictate that you need enough air coming out, going in to replace the liquid that's coming out. So don't wrap your lips around it.
It's actually really good. Does someone want some?
Can't drink.
Have you ever sucked the black skin off of a dick before?
What did he say?
He wanted to know if you've ever sucked the black skin off of a dick before.
Oh.
Scrappy?
You've ever done that?
Can I, tell them this? Can I tell them this? Why you don't like to do that?
That's a lie.
I can't tell them? Okay, Scrappy does not like to suck dick, and we'll just leave it
because,
at that.
Because he choked on it. Did
she,
she
has a hair phobia.
No, thanks. It's,
I can't drink this.
It's too sweet. It's too sweet for me.
Did your cousin
shove? James, try some.
Did your cousin shove his dick down your mouth?
Something. My cousin.
So why you hate? I don't care. Your sex life bores me.
Scrappy's
anyway.
Mom says we're contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Scrappy isn't 21 yet. Cassie, if you'd like to come and stop us, feel free to come on down, and you can take her place.
Yes, you
and
can.
It's bukkake time. So
with the cup of sake.
I don't have bukkake. Sake, but I do have other stuff here tonight.
So you know what bukkake is now, Scrappy, right?
Yeah, you told me that like a few weeks ago, but I forgot.
You forgot? You weren't sure what it is?
Okay, is there a story behind this?
Wait, are
is
you that talking about when I like... was
oh, this? Good, there is a story. Apparently, Scrappy has scratched a dick and made it bleed.
No. Not a dick. Wait, I don't know which time she's talking about.
What time? Sweetheart, teeth, no good.
No, it has... No. This is... I don't know.
It's a dick that quarter of the cop.
What time she's talking about. What are you talking about, Mom?
You know there's like a minute and a half delay before she's going to see that, hear that, right?
Okay.
What are you talking about,
How
Mom?
Is there a minute and a half delay when she's like right on the show? We need details, Cassie.
Actually, we need more than just details. Well, I think we need to see. And now her official answer on anal was you can't fit a round peg in a square hole. I want to know why she has a square anus, number one. And number two, with enough forcing, I can fit my cock pretty much anywhere.
You can't reclose this thing.
Yeah, the dick of your mom's ass.
You can't reclose. It's a screw cap. I swear to God, you haven't drank that much yet.
She hasn't drunk any at all.
I like bukkake. I like bukkake. I like bukkake. I like bukkake.
So do you remember what bukkake is?
I like bukkake. I'm a lucky boy of love.
Warning, boys. Scrappy injures penises. Keep yours away from her.
Wow, so you've been a pecker wrecker.
Well, okay.
She tastes like ass.
Do you guys really want to hear this story?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay, the first one's a little funny. Like, I was wrestling with my boyfriend at the time, and I don't really remember how it happened, but... Okay, well, whatever.
No.
I like...
You just say you don't remember what happened. You just ended the story.
No, I was wrestling with him, and I, like, need him in the balls or something. I need him in the dick, and it actually cut his dick. And
what, you got razor blades in your knee?
No,
you got the Wolverine.
I don't know how I landed on him.
Wolverine.
But it actually, he was bleeding. Like,
from
hella bleeding. No, I swear to God, from his penis, he was bleeding. So, no, listen. There's a main artery. I never knew this until then because I was young. I was like 15 or something. It was on Halloween. There's a main artery in your dick that, like, if it cuts, you could bleed to death.
How
so
the hell you cut him bleeding. From getting kneed in the...
Because we were wrestling around. And
there's
I, like,
a part to
the
story she's not talking.
Yeah, there's
no,
something.
You
no.
bit down, didn't you?
It's when the zipper came down, the teeth came out. What
I don't
really
know
happened?
if it maybe
you
his
say you
zipper
don't remember.
Scratched across it or something. His zipper, but it was my knee. I landed on
him. Wait. No, here's the thing. Here's the
thing.
See,
he's sitting on the couch.
I have, and I will admit this, I have... I've zipped
too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was the end of me wearing footy pajamas.
Oh, and then you try to unzip and you're just like,
Yes.
Okay. So all the men here have zipped themselves up.
Oh, look at this. Now Mom says she's lying. She was jerking him off.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. We were wrestling around.
Now the truth comes out.
No.
Stitch says she must have been ECWing the damn thing.
Well,
extreme cock wrecking.
Let's just say that he'll always remember me to this day because he's got a scar on his dick.
And now he's
stitches.
A girl. His name's Lucy. No, wait. You know what? There's something missing here because first off, you don't
I've been hit in the eye so hard that it bleeds, that it busted my eyelid. Yeah. How hard do you have to knee someone in a soft,
fleshy thing?
I fell
on him. I landed on him. My knee landed on his crotch.
Your teeth I have zipped myself, and it didn't bleed.
Okay, here's the thing, though. When you get hit in the eye, it's because there's a bone right there. There is physically no bone in the dick.
I don't know.
So something else
must
have happened.
Ask him what's wrong with
his
dick.
Did he have a cock ring on?
No.
I bet you had a cock ring on.
Did he have piercings of any sort in his penis?
No.
No?
This was a long time ago.
What's that thing?
What's,
I remember you read it when you ago. When you
we
read
were young. We were just kids.
You're young and young now. God damn it. How old were
like
you?
Like 14.
Making cocks bleed at 14.
I know. But no, the
That's
second
like a Charles
time.
Charles Band film.
The second time I was washing my boss's balls.
Someone's looking for a promotion, ladies and gentlemen.
So she's like...
No, I was washing my boss's balls, and he's got really huge balls. Like, he does. He has these huge, enormous
balls. That's like 45 minutes of licking to get those things done.
And
I got two gooks in
his think
balls.
I had like a chip nail or something.
Because he's in Vietnam, right?
He was in the Gulf.
He's in the Persian Gulf War?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Or I think that's what it was. Ask my
was
mom.
Was it Persian Gulf or was it Vietnam? How old is
it? It
was
in Persian Gulf. He's 41.
Okay, so he's in
the
Persian Gulf. Okay.
Gulf War. So, yeah.
So he has two
for those
Iraqis
who don't know, like those in the chat room or whatever, he's a quadriplegic. So he's a nonverbal, incomplete quadriplegic. So everything that a normal person does for themselves, I did for him. So, yes, I was washing his balls. So I had sharp nails or whatever, and after this, he made me cut them forever. But yeah, he bled pretty bad from the balls. There was a big cut on his balls.
Wait. I think on the what was this? The next is that the one? The next?
Yeah.
On the next pay per view, the Extreme Cock Wreckers World Champion Scrubby takes on the men, and all the men are gonna suffer as she nails them with the penis driver.
Let's get ready to crumble.
Let's get ready to castrate.
Be a 30-man battle royal. Everybody gets in the ring and just leaps out on their own volition.
You were the reason jock straps were invented. Okay? They're like, oh, you're hard for me. He's like, I'm protected. Safe sex for Scrappy.
Scrappy's getting she's feeling a little beat up now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But you can still do that.
So you like playing with wavels.
With what?
Wavels.
So you're playing with the balls.
No, I was washing them.
You don't know what wavels
are? Did he get a hard-on?
Jesus.
No.
Christ.
Never?
No, never. Well, I mean, he's had hard-ons before, but not because I was washing him or anything. Like, I'll come here in the morning and I'll have a stiffy or something.
Okay, I got to ask this. I had a paraplegic next-door neighbor, and I know he actually had one special nurse that did this. Did you ever have to... relieve the pressure?
No.
Never?
But I'm sure he's had care who has, but not me, no. He's like an older brother. Like, he's a good friend. It's not that kind of a relationship at all.
Yeah.
He would never ask me to do that either.
The guy who lived next door, he had one special nurse who only works Saturday nights, and every Saturday night
If I was suffering, would you relieve me, Murphy? Would you jack me off? If I was dying tonight.
If he was suffering and you were the last man on earth.
Would you jack me off?
I'd miss you, bro. I ain't touching your cocks.
Would you do it for him?
Are you going to crack that thing or what?
Selfish, greedy bastard.
Would you jerk me off?
Yeah.
You goddamn better not, you son of a bitch.
Hey.
I love you, man, but not like that.
Hey.
I've got two hands. I could take care of
you
both at the same time. Show me how you move it. Go
ahead. I'll just look away. I just think it was bold.
I'll just close my eyes, reach over and grab a man titty and just use my imagination.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh,
that's Linux.
He's
that's
allowed.
Linux. It's Linux.
That's Linux.
Oh, I can touch him. I'm allowed.
Wow.
He nice. Is.
However, your dick is going to get scarred.
Yeah, I know.
Now, wait a minute. So you're massaging or cleaning or doing whatever to the dude's balls.
And you cut his balls with your fingernail. Lady
yeah.
Deathstrike and shit. Wow.
Jesus. He had huge balls. I had to like lift them to move them out of the way. I don't really remember how it happened, but I know I cut him and it was
so. In other words,
kind of funny.
He can't even really bitch at you and you destroyed his nuts.
He told me to cut my nails.
So the first time you had to wash his balls, were you apprehensive?
No, not at all.
She's you're like, nah, fucking it's nuts.
You have to give him BMs, too, so I had to stick my finger up his ass, too.
It sounds like a date with Murphy. Oh, there goes Murphy. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I can't really think of the worst thing that's happened to me. So what's the worst thing that's happened to your cock?
You were born.
I mean, the whole getting it caught in the footy pajamas was pretty horrific.
No, the worst thing is getting caught up in the fucking zipper. I don't give a fuck. I mean,
the zipper on the footy pajamas, yeah.
Because it's 30 minutes you try to fucking do that shit. I was like, and it just, you just pinching every, you can see that's a zipper just break apart a little bit.
Oh, God, the skin, just the little bits of skin. Oh.
I think the worst thing that has ever happened to my cock, I think every guy's had happened. I was doing this chick doggy style. And she was, I mean, she was really into it.
Oh, yeah.
She's just railing back. Yeah. And you're like, I'm trying to keep
a
hand.
That smack, man.
I'm trying to keep my hands on her hips so I can, you know, make sure she doesn't go up too far. And I lost my balance a little bit. My foot kind of went out from underneath me. So I put my hand back as she went too far up and the cock slipped out and she went right back onto the goddamn thing and just pinged it. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. That hurts. That hurt. Oh, that and a horrific blowjob. It was really bad. The girl didn't know what she was doing.
She was
trying to give me a hickey on the tip of my dick is what I'm totally convinced of. And it was just one of the most painful things. I was like, I've never told a girl to stop giving me. I was like, please stop. You're hurting me. What? You don't like this? And she's like, trying to give me a hand job at the same time, but she's got her hand really far down on my shaft. So she's got a handful of hair. So she's tugging on the hair and giving me a hickey on the dick. And I'm like,
at what point?
Or you know what else I don't like? And my wife does this every once in a while, and she hasn't done it in a while, luckily. I love having my balls licked. That's
That's my favorite.
And a little bit of suction on the balls, but
that's my favorite.
When you suck too hard on the balls, it kind of hurts, and I don't like that.
See, I'm not so much.
So what do you do if you've got a girl who's just doing something totally wrong? Do you tell her like, honey?
I tell her how to do it right.
What about
do you at the time or afterwards?
Yes, at the time.
So because you're like, honey, honey, yeah. And you like, no, pull like, her hair a little bit.
I try to guide. I try to help. You know.
What about teeth on the balls?
No, I'm not big on the teeth.
James gets his big ass smile. He's like, yeah, not on that shit,
just,
bitch.
Just a little rake. Just the raking is.
You know what? I don't like that. What I do like, ooh, and this is why I'm trying to convince my wife to go and get fake nails or something, anything. I love the whole holding of the balls and then just lightly running the nails down like that.
Ugh.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I have big balls.
That's a
balls.
Piece of fucking heaven.
I mean, I've got some big fucking balls. So it may take two hands for that.
With their finger up your ass. That's nice.
How many hands you got at this
point?
I'm
not big. The finger, I mean, it's okay, but I prefer the tongue. I prefer
the tongue.
A good rim job, dude. You cannot go wrong with a good rim job.
That's
a good shit.
Now, Scrappy, we know you won't suck dick, but will you give a rim job? No.
Dang, you're like boring.
No, I'm not.
We're going to replace you with your mom.
You know what? I can honestly say I'm thankful I've never had any of these pains. But the worst thing actually wasn't me. It's what happened to my brother. My brother was in a fight once a long time ago. He got kicked so hard in the balls they almost had to put a catheter in because everything swelled shut.
Ouch. Ew.
And he came home that afternoon from the hospital and he had to piss. Hearing the screams out of that bathroom, I had to leave the house. I had to go down the block and away. I mean, we're only like 13, but I had to go like to the park or something to get the hell out of the house. It was horrible.
Nunya wants to know if she can see my big balls, and unfortunately, I don't show them on camera because we have the whole no cock in the studio rule.
There is no cock in the studio rule.
But I do show them in person. If you would like Scrappy, you can view them and
Murphy
she can give you a report.
Murphy at spankwagon.net?
Yeah, Murphy at spankwagon.net. You can always email me there.
They're on display at the Mormon Museum.
The Mormon Museum.
Museum. There you go. See at the
she wants to schedule an appointment. Well, you know, I'm only currently taking appointments for oral examinations.
Nom, nom, nom.
And don't forget, I like my asshole tongued. Okay, so.
All right.
No, see, now that's a way to kill an erection is with Quaalude.
Well, sorry. Anyway.
Wow.
We've had a whole hour conversation about my cock.
Actually, you know what's interesting is last week, the feedback I was getting from Joker, you know, regular listener.
Joker.
That's going to get old soon. Hey, he's going to be on the show here in a
Joker.
Month.
Joker. Really?
And he's going to be flying in here to go to the
AVN Awards.
Floggy Molly.
Oh, nice.
No, I have Floggy Molly panties.
We don't get to fucking see them, so why
no,
do we
they're
care?
Not on right now, but I can wear them next week if I can find them. They're boy shorts. They're pink, and they say flogging.
Will you show them off?
Yeah, right.
If I can find them.
Shut
it's,
the fuck
it's
up.
It's been a while.
All right, okay. Yeah, you're done talking. I hate hearing all that talking that Scrappy
don't
does. It
oh,
doesn't.
Do,
she talks
hurt.
All that shit. It doesn't present shit. So I'm done talking to her about that.
Yeah, totally. All right. So anyhow, you're, I can understand you're fed up with that.
I got these panties in. I'm about to get to Fessa. You gonna see them? Well, I can't find them.
No, I don't know. It's been a long time.
You always talking shit. You never do shit. That's why I said I'm not doing no more fucking bits until you, especially you, do something. Because you don't do shit.
What do
you talk all
do?
This shit all week. Man. They're gonna show. Don't do a goddamn thing.
You know what?
No,
you know what?
No
what? I'm gonna break the rule. Put this camera on.
What is he doing?
No.
Are you really about to do this?
You're going
to
put your balls on the camera.
Murph.
Let me make sure you've got the right button on there. Make sure. Okay. All right, you got it on.
Hold on. I'm redoing the cam.
All right, redo the cam. How do I turn the light on?
You want to go night vision? Hold on. Guys, talk.
Yeah. I'm anxious. How about you, decaf?
Balls are balls.
Balls are balls.
I got my own. Everybody got them.
He sounds like he's
the worst. It's it can't be the worst to see the Chinese guys at the gym.
Can someone announce?
Duh.
I don't want to see your balls.
We.
I've got big balls.
We want to see balls, balls, balls. I want to see some balls, balls, balls.
Wait, we need
balls,
to play
balls.
That. I've
I
want to
see
big
some
balls.
Go manually update the camera.
Ah, Jesus.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
Jesus Christ.
It should not take this long to just whip your balls out. I mean, do you really need to set something up? Do you need to prep for this? Do you need
right,
a dress? We should have done a dress rehearsal, goddammit.
You got it?
Murphy shows his balls. Take one.
Ready?
No, wait.
Come on, hurry
okay,
up.
Okay, it is not that serious.
Get it right. Come on now. He's got it manually. There you go. That's good. He's got to get it manually set. Ready? All right. Okay, here we go. Count me down.
I can't believe. Wait, can someone check the chat room? Refresh the chat room. Make sure they get this.
Yeah, it's on there.
Is your jeans on there
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's on there.
All right. I don't see
you,
it.
You got it? Are you ready?
Ready?
All I see is LV Rocks.
3, 2, 1.
There's no
da,
way.
Da, da, da. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, jeez.
It took you guys 15 minutes.
God, no, to pull
that
joke
shit.
Up.
That's called a Kaufman.
That's totally a Kaufman. Welcome to
but can
to
I
it.
See them? You don't have to show them on camera.
Come on. We'll do it like
you turn around so I don't. Oh, God. We got to see his ass.
No. Okay.
You did it again, just like James L. predicted. Just like he predicted. You're like, let's do this, guys.
That's why.
No.
That's why I just keep
because
on
talking. Because I know that he's going to want something out of it.
That's why I just keep on talking.
He's not just going to show me.
What's great is so many people.
He's not just going to show me.
So many people just left the chat. This is brilliant.
Apparently, Scrappy's dad has a nice set of balls, according to her mother.
That's yeah,
good. That this, was, that, no, that, he did
I
not.
Well, I told you, Scrappy's all talk, no action.
You know what? Decaf.
You turned off your mic, sweetie. And if not, you unplugged it.
You know what, decaf?
Everybody can come back to the chat room.
I accidentally turned
off
my mic.
How do you turn off the light?
I don't know, but
it's a button. Don't worry, it's top button on
the
back.
That way. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up, bitch.
Well.
You hit the goddamn light button, okay?
This is
not that serious.
This is.
That one.
Oh, Jesus. Cheese and rice.
Okay, first off, you can't bitch about someone not being able to do something technical.
Dun, dun.
You just
dun.
Broke a lightweight OS. Excuse me, English.
You made a 14-year-old boy's dick bleed.
You've made children's dicks bleed and old men's dicks bleed.
I rock.
What is wrong with you, Black Widow?
I hate men.
But yet you're not gay.
I'm not gay.
She doesn't like vagina either.
I love the cock, but I hate
Do you
men.
Realize what she made this? What she made this dude bleed from his dick? Do you know is right before 9/11?
What?
And she was 14. No, right at the same time, he was making his dick. You know what?
Then it was. We were probably younger than that then.
I mean, no, 6 years ago.
It was a terrorist plot to make some guy's dick
no,
bleed.
No, it was about six years ago.
It was 2002.
Are we still for reals talking about this? Can we move on to a different subject?
Well, but still, that's what I'm saying. Before, it's before 9/11. She kicked this dude in the balls.
Wow.
Can you believe that
My
shit?
Wow.
No, I can't.
Out,
actually.
Oh,
I
don't need
you were you were you were like fucking high school when 9/11 happened? Junior?
Yeah,
no.
I was a freshman.
Jesus.
Wow!
I think I was a freshman because I remember going into my math class.
You can move back to
TV.
You can move back to this other side. You remind me of a friend of yours. I know.
I feel old.
Yeah, I was a freshman.
We need a break.
No, we don't.
We do need a break. We need a break to recalibrate the camera because apparently it's broken.
All right, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Join the chat room, like all the cool people.
What are you doing, Decaf? I like it when you touch me.
Scrappy is a ball buster, literally.
Yeah. No, not just balls. Oh.
We'll be back.
She's a phony.
Wake up, kid. It's 10:30. The youth ain't nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers. Lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
Take a walk. 2 weeks ago, sweetie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're right.
All
right,
ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We want everybody to go to the website because, to be quite frank, I'm tired of posting all the shit myself. So if you have news, anything you want to contribute, you don't even have to be...
Contribute. No, contribute, you bitches.
No, hold on. You don't even have to log in. You don't even have to sign in. You don't have to do anything other than click the link that says contribute. Okay.
That wasn't even the best I could have done. Sorry. I wanted to be like...
I'll fart on your mic.
All right. For a minute.
All right, I'm going to talk about this shit because I have to go in a minute.
All right.
You're a whore. We have a... Fuck you. We have a...
When, where, and how hard?
Yeah, right. That's another tease. That's why I'm
going to...
You talk good gay, don't do shit. Okay. We all have...
She almost made my dick bleed. Jesus. She was leaning over, and the chair went out from underneath her because she's just sitting at a funky angle. And I swear to God, she almost went face down right in my
face
lap.
Face down in his crotch.
Hello. Would that have been heaven or hell?
That would have been heaven
from
him.
From what I've been hearing from her mother, sure. That could have hurt.
Yeah. I must say, somebody got murfed. Right? Okay. I did not. I didn't see it because the email string is like 40 email messages. Now we have a mutual friend, of course, Carla, right?
Uh-huh.
So she was telling me today at lunch, she's like, oh, fucking Chris, I can't believe that he said cussing, because I guess there's a debate about with the Jedi's defeat.
Oh yeah, the
Superman.
Jedi's in the Jedi. Yeah.
What's Superman? So I guess you put out. I guess you blasted all these people. I didn't see what you said, but he replied to everybody that she sent. It was normally what it was a birthday invitation, right?
At all.
And half of them are her coworkers or sister, and so like people at her work was like, "Wow, who's your friend?"
Now to be fair, Ken did the first reply to all. I replied to Ken.
Yeah, so I guess they went off of this whole thing, but it was going to not people outside the circle. It was going to like coworkers or sister.
Okay, first off, let's be fair. That's the composer's fault. Because you know what?
You gotta do separately. When you do a debate like that, you have to do it separate.
And I had to ask that. I mean, that was the thread that I had to ask the question because it was Superman versus Jedi, and I was like, post-crisis or pre-crisis Superman? I'll nerd it out, but wow.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of coworkers, not many of them were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. He's like, wow. Somebody was like, oh, I thought I was a big nerd. I didn't read none of them though. I just know my email jumped up 40 messages in a day. I was like, okay. Holy shit.
She cannot get mad at me because Ken hit reply to all first.
Okay. So he hit it first and then you did reply all.
And then it was me and Ken, and then it was me and Josh and Ken.
What did you say that was?
Okay, let's go back. Let's go look at the...
I want to know what you said that made her fucking have to talk about
it. Let's see here. Ken hit the first reply to all and said, the real debate this year is who would win in a fight, Superman or Jedi?
Jedi.
Superman, thank you.
Superman.
Jedi.
Then we started agreeing on that, and then...
Batman.
And then there you go. And then it became pirates versus ninjas. And everybody knows ninjas are going to win.
So is this a group of pissed off people? Is that what you got mad about? So a group of people wiped out by one pissed off teenager clones and got was is, that's what you wrote?
Yeah,
that's what you fucking wrote.
Jedi, a group of people wiped out by a pissed off Jedi and a
pissed
bunch
off
of,
teenager,
a pissed off teenager, a bunch of kids or a bunch of clones and.
Cute.
That's all you said? And that's what she was tripping about?
Sorry, it's all about Batman.
You know, I love the fact that we're a radio station and in the chat room, Mary's wigging out about a webcam.
Because they want to see.
There we go. This is what I said. So a group of people wiped out by one pissed off teenager, clones, and a guy who's been in front of them for years versus the Man of Freaking Steel.
Yeah, you didn't even say fucking Steel.
Yeah,
you said freaking Steel.
Freaking.
This is what she. And I didn't start this. Her husband did.
All right, see? I saw the throwback in her face,
wow.
Though, because she's all, I can't believe that she, I thought, she's like, oh, he's saying all these cuss words.
Oh, my God, I didn't say.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Murphy's swear word for the evening.
Cunt.
That has been Murphy's swear word for the evening.
Oh, that's it. That's all it was. But damn, man, you guys talked about that shit for like
and then
hours.
Wait, but she went off in this conversation as well.
And then it went to like some sort of IT, how to worship
your
IT
husband. Yeah, how to
worship
your IT guy. And that actually is a great conversation. It's absolutely something that needed to happen.
Totally. I mean, obviously it was a good conversation. My wife, who doesn't like play well with email, played an email. I couldn't believe it.
Worship yourself. Fuck your husband. Literally and metaphorically speaking.
I
like
have
how
a
everything
husband.
Just went out like what?
I don't have a husband. Who do I get to fuck? Oh, that's right.
Your wife.
Everybody else.
Yeah, because you're that asshole IT guy. All right, so speaking of technology, here we go. Here's a nice big fucking.
All right,
Walmart has officially discontinued HD DVD sales, and they're going to do so officially
fucking
fully by June.
Nail in the coffin on this shit.
Yep, Walmart has officially announced its intentions to stop stocking HD DVD players and movies by June. The retailer came to the conclusion after Netflix and Best Buy made their announcements concerning the format war.
So HD is going bye-bye. It's gone.
HD's
it's
dead.
HD
is
okay.
So dead.
And the rumor right now is Toshiba is also going to pull out their support. They're the last big company supporting HD DVD. Toshiba is going to pull
Who
their
developed
support.
HD DVD?
Yes. It was a combination of things, but Toshiba was one of the companies really
I'm
pushing
glad.
For it.
Good.
Why? Because that means the $200 attachment you bought for your Xbox 360 is
no,
going to
no,
be
no.
worthless.
It's because all those DVDs that I didn't buy because they're $30 are going to drop.
Oh, they've
Half
already
price.
Started to drop.
Oh, yes. Now I can get all the movies that I wanted.
They were like two for $25.
I didn't
want to
pay $30 for.
That makes
with
sense.
With your food stamp card?
What?
Can you buy DVDs with food stamps?
Sure. He just has to buy like things that have food in the title, you know?
It wasn't.
Fat Burger.
It wasn't that funny. I'm sorry. You didn't deliver it well.
Yeah, I know. She kind of stumbled over it. She's getting better. We'll work on her
I was trying to figure out what the fuck you said. I was like, what did you say?
It was really that bad. Damn.
Yes, it was that bad. You got to listen to go back and listen to Murphy say it. It comes through really fucking clear. But all righty. I'm
say
out.
Murphy.
Oh, my God. It's the pee cam in the toilet. I got to go.
Oh, my God. All right, Decaf, you have a very wonderful evening.
You guys suck.
Have a good one. I can't believe he actually has to leave. He actually has responsibilities. What in the world is going wrong when a black man has responsibilities?
Look how I'm dressed. I'm dressed like a fucking...
I noticed that. I'm like, you never wear a t-shirt and jeans. What happened?
He doesn't?
I've never seen him in t-shirt and jeans. Very
I've
rare,
seen you
rarely.
In a t-shirt and jeans before.
Yeah, when I go morning off work, after. I have to go to fucking...
when you make him breakfast.
How do you like your eggs? Fertilized.
You got to deliver them.
See?
Good
yeah.
Night,
just boom, 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 boom.
I heart you.
She hearts him. Oh, wow. What an emoticon.
Are
Jesus
you driving
Christ.
With that shit?
They're not open.
Oh, I'll just say goodnight, Deepa. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm sticking in my ass. Oh, sticking in my fucking ass.
Dude, I'm not behind you anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's her finger.
Wow. He got all a little lip in that kiss, too. I was like, oh. I didn't turn my head fast enough.
You're so turned on by that right now. I can see it. Your lips,
I was turned on when
you
Murph
so,
joined.
You
I was
so
like, damn,
flush in
guy
the
on
face.
Guy on girl.
Oh, it's been so long since I've had black cock.
In 3.5 hours.
Get the fuck.
Good stuff.
Jesus Christ.
He can't help you.
Wow.
He can't help you now. I found Jesus.
I feel.
He was behind the couch the whole time.
Can we lock that door? I feel so.
Only if we can lock you in.
Okay, we're ending the show early tonight.
We end the show a half an hour early. Murph?
Well, at least for 5 minutes.
Hey, what do you say we run off to the bathroom and leave him to do the news read by himself?
If you take out the camera.
Damn, he skipped.
Damn, he
don't
ran.
Don't undo.
All of them.
Here, let me just. Here.
All of them.
Just cover the camera.
Are you serious? He ran.
He ran. You got him running.
And the look on his face like a meerkat.
Go.
Oh,
again,
God.
All promises, all talk.
Oh. We'll go.
Damn. Wow, they actually walked into the bathroom together, and so it's just me. How boring. All right. So what you're going to do, everybody, is you're going to turn on the webcam, and I'm going to go just to the webcam. I'm sorry you won't be able to hear me, but we're just going to go to the camera. Stay tuned. And of course, with the process of our shitty technology, we've lost the camera. Oh, well. I wonder what they're doing in there, because they're just talking right now. They're not really doing much of anything else. Just talking. Can't hear anything much more. But if it's talking, obviously something's good. Still waiting. Let's find out if Murph done it. Murph, you done yet?
Not yet. I'm going for round two.
Okay, he's going for round two. You know... Got to figure out what the heck's going on with the camera here and get some dead air taken care of. We'll be right back.
Okay, she is so rude.
How so?
She makes you make her come and then won't finish you off.
Why does that not surprise me?
Are you playing this? Holy shit, I love this. Do you know what this is from?
No.
Wow, turn it up. Tell me if you recognize who this is. What the, who sang this?
I know, it's all on the Watchtower.
Who sang it originally?
Jimi Hendrix.
Actually, it was Bob Dylan, but Bob Dylan says, after hearing Jimi Hendrix sing it,
he
this is Jimmy's song. This version is from the last season of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay.
This was the song that was the final episode of last season. It was very
wow.
Cool.
As turned on as you had me in the bathroom, you just killed it.
Damn it.
With some Battlestar
yeah,
Galactica.
Yeah, she makes you make her come, and then she makes you finish yourself off. She doesn't even want to look.
Oh, I don't blame her.
That's so wrong.
You know, she's a greedy kid.
I know.
You know, I mean, spoiled.
I'm a princess.
No, you're not. Far from it.
Murph.
That's what I call her, princess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That explains the ice part you put in front of when you talk about her
yeah.
with me. Got
yeah.
it.
Well,
okay.
All my bitches get a pet name.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Ice Princess is so nice and doing. All right. Spike Wagon
so
Radio.
Let's talk about Blu-ray and HD DVDs.
Are you think we could steer this horse?
Yeah, we could. This week, last 2 weeks actually, has been really interesting for the DVD format war. I mean, with Netflix announcing they were going Blu-ray only and with... Scrappy's. Oh, okay.
Focus.
Oh, yeah, the mouse. With Netflix announcing they were going Blu-ray only, with Walmart announcing they were dumping HD DVD support, Best Buy saying that they weren't dumping Blu-ray HD DVD altogether, but they are recommending Blu-ray to their customers. This is really a bad time for HD DVD.
Well, you know, one thing that has me really curious about the format war. Is a simple fact that everybody says, oh, we want competition. We want to be able to make a decision about things. And then when they have a genuine choice for a while there, you could buy the same movie, Blu-ray or HD.
Yeah.
Everybody rather buy the Blu-ray.
Well, okay. Now, that's because a large portion of the Blu-ray install base was PS3s.
Right.
And there were no games for the PS3, so all they were doing was watching movies.
There still isn't any games for the PS3, as far as I can understand.
Well, a lot more cross-platform title games have started coming out. I mean, it's getting to be interesting.
Will the PS3 go anywhere after Blu-ray becomes the standard? Other than a player that's cost just as much as a regular player?
I think the PS3's numbers are going to increase. They've started to increase They started to increase a little bit over the last little bit. Well, I think this week, HD or PS3 numbers were finally above. That's so funny. The 360 numbers were dipped just a little bit, but again, nothing. If the Wii was at full capacity right now, we'd see that the Wii would overtake everybody.
Now, did you hear that the Nintendo released an interesting number this past week about how much they lose to piracy? And it's $972 billion a year has been lost to piracy.
Mm-hmm.
First off, why would anybody pirate a Wii game?
Because they're expensive and people are cheap.
But they're not good
That's
games.
That's why I pirate movies. Some of the Wii games can be fun.
Dude, Wii kicks ass. I can Wii bowl like a motherfucker.
Okay, but that...
And Wii play tennis and Rain Man.
You mean Rayman?
Rayman,
okay. But the whole point is, though, what other games other than the one game that comes along with the system and another game? All I know, like, when we go over to Ken's house, we play Wii Sports,
Raider,
we play the games,
well,
the monkey games.
They don't buy anything for their Wii.
Oh, okay.
There are some cool Wii games out there.
There's a Tomb Raider Wii game.
There's a lot of, and plus the Wii
there's
Virtual Console
Evil
is really cool
one.
Too. Yeah, Resident Evil. There's Red Storm. I mean, there's a lot of games for the Wii, not as many as there are for like the 360.
But I'll tell you what, though, it sucks if you're playing it on a small TV. It really does. I don't like it. I like it on big TVs.
Okay, so you're a size queen. Understood.
Big black ones? Because we know there's no such thing as a big Asian one.
No.
You got yellow TV.
Big white ones.
So, Murph, you okay there? You're rubbing your eyes like you got maced again.
No, I've... Yeah.
Okay.
He's got
coming to
oil.
Coming got it. So, yeah, I know.
Oiled.
He sweats and his eyes get
Yeah, I have
oiled
really
up.
Oily skin, and that light's not helping.
Do you remember how to shut it off this time?
Yeah.
All right. Got to hit it a couple times because it is an auto. Top button. There you go. So, all right.
Had to get my finger around to it.
Understood. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's
I don't know.
Not really good with his finger.
I'm still waiting. I'm not going to run out and buy like a Blu-ray player right now. But then again, yeah. I'm always about 5 years behind the curve on everything. So.
Get a Wii.
But
I'm telling you, for what you will play, get a 360.
Yeah, probably. You know, I mean...
The 360 is a great game system.
Get a 360 Elite.
Well, you do have HDMI on your TV.
I do.
Yep. You can get the
but
Halo
it's only
3
a
edition.
It's only a 720p.
Still.
It's not the, you know...
1080, but still, you know, something's better than nothing.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And I do have an open HDMI port anyway. You went into, like, cock protection mode over there. I don't even know what you're doing.
I'll do it. What the hell?
I have
look?
No clue.
Nothing.
I'm losing it right now. Anywho, so you know what's going on over there, guys? Because I got nothing anymore.
That's it. And the Second Amendment.
Actually,
what?
You know what, Scrappy? Why don't you go ahead and go with that?
You guys really want me to?
Yeah.
Holy shit! You brought it up. You're on radio. It kind of works like that.
Does it work like that? Are you guys just gonna fucking bitch at me?
No.
Can you talk?
Let's hear what you bring up your topic. Let's hear what you're gonna say.
The shooting in the schools and the Second Amendment and should. Why are you guys? Stop! You're making me nervous.
We are not interfering.
Should college students be allowed, like the Virginia Tech students, want to be allowed to carry a concealed weapon on school? Should they be allowed to? Yes or no?
Unfortunately, it's gonna go against it because private schools can say no, and they don't have to worry about constitutional rights. Public schools, public universities are going to try to say no. They're going to get a lot of flack. I actually believe if you do everything proper, yeah, you can. If you have a concealed permit and you have a gun permit, you carry your gun anywhere you want.
I say no. I think that money should be better put to, could be better put towards better security at schools.
What money? Whose money? Because if I'm carrying a concealed weapon, I'm paying for my own licensing. I'm paying for my own hardware.
Okay,
yeah.
But for the cost of someone doing that, tack a little more cost on the tuition so that you can get better security.
Have you ever?
What are you kidding me? Fuck your shit, cuz.
Okay,
I already pay enough for tuition. I don't need to be paying.
I will agree with that. With tuition costs rising and textbooks, I mean, a textbook alone that you only use once is only like $130. It's
Thank
ridiculous.
You for a used one too.
Yeah, for a used one.
Not even like
so. Jesus, Murph.
What the hell is wrong?
So, I you know, right now we got the choir working it because Murph had to go get a water. But the thing is, if you are a responsible gun owner, and really that's what I, you know, that's the Second Amendment. It's not about people who are in who are psycho. It's about responsible gun owners. Carry it. You're allowed to. You got the licensing. You've got the permission by the federal government to carry a weapon. So,
but now, the thing that kind of irked me about it, because when this was all going on, the Virginia Tech students on the news, they had a lot of people, just normal, regular people on the news saying, you know, we want to carry guns. What I'm trying to say is, are they prepared for that? Do they understand what they have to go through to obtain a concealed weapon? You know,
I didn't have to go through much. Well, concealed weapon, no, I've never gone through that.
Concealed weapon, because you got to be able to shoot right and left-handed. You've got to be able to shoot it several different distances with several different guns, something and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not like you can just be able to shoot and go out and get a concealed permit.
See, you know, I know, well, just a regular gun permit, though. You just have to basically sign up, have them do the FBI check,
right,
stuff like that.
You just have to have a good, you know, record. But it takes a lot to point, aim, and shoot at a person. Are these people mentally prepared for that?
Now, Brando says in the chat, breaks my heart, this world's so full of lunatics. Don't give a shit about human life and only about themselves being famous. Makes me want to homeschool my kids. You know, honestly,
I was a homeschool valedictorian.
That's, and there's the and suffering.
Yeah.
I also had an affair with my teacher.
Oh, that's gross. In so many levels. How is Mr. Smith? Anyhow, so the thing is, though, I don't have a thing. You carry the gun on campus. I don't care if you do it the right way. Unfortunately, you want to increase security. And as someone who's dealt with, like, university cops and campus police and stuff like that, they're all half-wit volunteers half the time.
You pay for $12 an hour security, you get $12 an hour security.
Yeah. So, and that's exactly it. Even if you upped your tuition, what else, what are you going to get, $15 an hour security? You're going to get security is old women, old men, and former military. That's really all most rent-a-cops are anymore. So
yeah, it's really sad. And it's like, I don't know, you just hear about stabbings and shootings. It's so pathetic. And yeah, like my mom just said right now, like my dad and I were trying to explain to her, they can make all the rules they want, but if someone wants to kill somebody, they're going to do it with or without a gun.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Not guns who kill people. It's people who kill people. If I want you dead, I'll stab you. I'll
As a matter of fact, at the community college a few years ago, 2002, 2003, there was an incident where a guy came in with a knife that was in the bottom of his bag, and he held a classroom captive for like 10 whole minutes before he shoot him out and just held the knife to his own throat. And this was at a community college. So, you know, I mean, these things are going to happen. The idiot in the
Northern Illinois Mall,
the Omaha Mall last month or June, God, that was December already. Mm-hmm. You know, that was going to happen regardless.
Well, I know I brought up on the show once about the gentleman who made the bulletproof backpacks.
Oh, God, what a stupid idea.
What do you guys think about that? Would you tell your children, you know, this is a bulletproof backpack and prepare him for that? Or would you be afraid to scare him?
I don't want to paranoy my child.
Yeah, I don't want to weird the kids out.
You don't want to make them paranoid, but do you want to make them aware? I would want my child to be aware.
Awareness is much different than that. Awareness is the understanding of people, the understanding of the situation, the understanding of the individual. Not, oh my God, I got to wear a bulletproof backpack.
Yeah.
Right, but if you didn't give your child the bulletproof backpack, didn't tell him that it was bulletproof, he went to school and got shot in the back, and a backpack could have saved his life. How would you?
But what if he gets shot in the front? Are you going to feel bad for not buying?
Well,
what
if he? What if he was about to get shot in the front or the head, but he could have protected himself with the backpack? And if had you have given him the backpack and told him this is bulletproof, it will save your life. It can save the life of a person you love, and he didn't know that, or he didn't have one, and it could have saved his life. How would you have felt about that? There is a fine line between making someone paranoid and making somebody aware.
You know what? And I'm going to say faith because in a totally non-secular, non-religious kind of way, my faith would say that if it's your time, it's your time. I can't really agree that I would do that. Any of my children, my wife, even myself, I have no urge to go out and buy myself a bulletproof backpack knowing that I could be shot tomorrow. And I know I could be shot tomorrow. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Every one of us could die tomorrow. And I just, you know, what's next? I mean, let's look at slippery slope kind of an argument. I buy a bulletproof backpack. What's next? Do I prep myself then with some other armament or something else that is supposed to save me from someone with a weapon? Or do I arm myself? Where do we go from there?
I just, I don't know. I want to have more faith, I guess, than buy a a bulletproof bag.
You
like what I'm
have
saying,
faith,
I want
to. But you hear all this stuff, it doesn't make you. I mean, I don't have children, but I have my little brother. I'm worried every time I hear, you know, there's a shooting in the school. I'm like, oh my God, was it Vegas? You know, was it somebody I know? You know. But with having kids, how do you feel about that? Knowing that the crime rates in schools are going up. I know your children are young, but.
I guess you got to understand, though, my child could turn out to be one of them. I'm going to fight and do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen, but it could very well likely happen. There's an external factor, an X factor that I don't see, consider, I miss because I'm a parent of a different generation. Who knows? Yeah. My kid could be the shooter. I'm not saying he's going to be, so please don't get that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the whole point of the fact is, when it comes to worrying about my kid's safety, what I'm going to worry about is, am I making sure he's eating the right foods? Am I making sure that he's exercised and healthy? Am I going to make sure that I'm communicating with him and giving him the ability to communicate with others? That's what I'm looking at. That's how I'm going to approach life. Because if you really think about it, when you're paranoid to the point where you have to arm yourself and put a bulletproof backpack on and carry about 3 gallons of mace and a pant leg, you know, you're missing out on the good things in life, because what you're now looking at is you're looking at everybody like you're looking through victim's eyes. You're a victim looking at everybody as
true.
A suspect. I can't do that. I have to look at everybody as an individual human being, as someone who's not going to stab me in the back, shoot me in the head, you know.
That's one way to look at it, but then do you really want your kid to be hurt because he was thinking,
I want my,
you know, Uncle Jim is cool and he's not going to, you know, do this, but then he does it and the kid's totally distraught about it. Like, you need to teach your kid the difference between wrong and right. Like,
oh yeah, totally.
If someone has a gun at school, you need to teach your kid, you know,
yes.
You need to tell the teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
You need to put your foot down.
I'm not
you
arguing
need
to that
know
point.
This is different.
That's exactly the
so
point
what I'm
telling
what
you.
I'm kind of asking is, like, where do you draw the line? How much do you tell your kid? Do you send him to school with a bulletproof backpack and say this could save your life? Or do you not, because you're afraid it'll make him too paranoid?
Oh, I would. And because of the fact that, yes, it would make him paranoid. I think what we're dealing with right now is, you know, a culture of fear. And if you know, I mean, I've read all these books and articles and magazines about how children aren't even going outside anymore. Parents won't.
They're afraid to go to school.
They're afraid to go anywhere.
I remember when 420, like right after Columbine, my mom wouldn't let me go to school. On 420.
See, I think that's ridiculous. I think that's completely,
you know,
and absolutely retarded.
There were rumors going around that schools could get shot up, and people did bring guns to school that day, the day after the one year anniversary of Columbine on 420.
You know what,
and
though? Here's the thing:
it's the pot anniversary or whatever, some bullshit.
Well, again, I think what you got to look at again is that paranoia. Oh, sinuses just drained on me. That paranoia level. How paranoid do you want to be personally? Your mom kept you from school because she was afraid something's going to happen to you. And what that did to you, in all honesty, I feel was more damaging than actually getting shot in the back. Because now you are a victim. You're a victim without a crime. You're a victim without, you know, having anybody done anything wrong. I mean, really, honestly wrong to you. So is that fair? Is that fair to you that you're now a victim of nothing?
True, but... Now, I don't know, like my whole perspective on it, and yeah, it's different generations, so it could be, I'm sure there wasn't this much violence when you were in school, because it is only getting worse.
Oh, no, there's been, I was in high school when Columbine happened, you know, so I was there when Columbine happened. No,
you
wait.
Were in high, you could not have been in high
what
school
what year did
Columbine,
99,
happened.
Columbine was 99?
I was in
You're
junior
right.
high school.
Okay, well, I was. I'm sorry. I've been thinking of something else then, obviously, because there have been school shootings for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah, but Columbine was one of the
As a matter of fact,
worst.
I've been in several fights in school. A lot of my friends have been in fights in school. What's the difference? Okay, one brings a gun. You know what? Great. I guess at that point you need to start using some bigger brain cells, because, you know, let me draw a comparison. It's like the idiots who decide to... And
do we know what could be the problem if someone can't hear us?
They just need to restart the computer, restart the broadcast, try a different server, try one of our wonderful affiliates. There are so many different things. The thing is, though, is when you shelter your children like that, they're not going to be able to cope with someone bringing a gun and knowing what to do. If you shelter your children like that, they're not going to know and have the common sense to be able to help themselves. And what's worse is it isn't what's going to be in that immediate future of when you're in school, let's say. It's going to be 12 years down the road when you're 32 and you don't know how to react to a situation.
Because it's only going to get worse.
No, it isn't.
It's only going
to
get worse.
As a matter
worse.
Of fact, there is a statistic, and I'd have to look this up, and I know everybody out there with the internets can find this for me real quick. But if you read the crime statistics, they're actually going down. One of the big reasons is because of the fact that the news reporting and the commentating on the new crime has gone up. We're hitting a paranoid level of society that is just unprecedented. And crime is actually going down. You know, it's the violent crimes, petty crime, everything is kind of doing a downward trend. We're never going to know that because sensationalism is what everything's about. Look, you love watching car accidents, don't you?
No.
Think about it. When there's a car accident, or when there's an accident near your
home,
I
get frustrated at all the people who have to stop and watch it instead of just driving.
But there's people who like that stuff.
I'm the total opposite.
That stuff.
There are people who love to just drive like 5 miles an hour and all they do is look out their side mirror and watch a car accident. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing that you just saw 3 days earlier
at the same intersection.
Fucking car accident.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
but
you don't need to.
People love watching this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is what sells. That's why we have all these shows on TV.
Oh, real life shows.
Real life cop shows and stuff. And we. This is the reason CSI is so big. CSI is big because
this
people love the gore.
This is why you only hear bad news on the news.
Yeah.
You don't hear
and good news is
so-and-so
about
saved so-and-so, so-and-so
exactly.
lifted a car up, so-and-so. That's
exactly.
like it's like a 5 second segment. Everything else gets headlines.
Good news. Everything
you know?
Good news on news is like water skiing squirrels. That's really all you get to see for good news. Everything else
yeah.
is about the death and the disaster and the tragedy. And that's what sells. And that's what's making us so paranoid. We are a failing society, in my opinion, because we shelter too much. We don't know how to accept. We don't know how to absorb and make our lives understand or help. We don't do that. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. A bum walks up to me, I'm going to tell him, get the hell out of here. Get the fuck lost. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Instead of actually understanding what could be going on here.
Yeah.
And that's where I fail as a person. But as far as I could tell and as far as I know, sheltering is not a way to go. Sheltering people is not the way to make a better society.
Right.
Sheltering is a failure.
Okay,
of a
real quick, I have another question for you guys.
I hate our freedoms. Stay at home and wrap your car in saran, wrap your house in saran wrap.
You know, and that's just it. Wrap yourself up and into a bubble, a cocoon. That's your only world now.
I want to change the topic real quick before we have to go.
Why did you minimize my porn?
Because it was distracting me. this cop who shot the ice cream truck driver. Did you hear about that?
I haven't heard that news.
Yeah.
Do you know more about it? Cause
I only have a peripheral understanding of the story. Apparently, there was I was here in Henderson, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, what wound up happening was this ice cream truck lady wouldn't get out of the truck or something, and the cop shot her and killed her.
Jesus.
No, she took her son hostage at knife point. And it was okay. From what I hear about it, the cop pulled over an ice cream truck driver male who ran a stop sign, and he didn't speak any English. So the cop had a very hard time understanding what he was saying. So the wife came over in her ice cream truck with her kids. And the cop was like, whatever, whatever. And she's trying to explain to him. And she freaked out, grabbed her kid, held him at knife point. And the cop shot and killed her.
Okay.
So it's a big, huge thing because they feel like the cop shouldn't have done that.
Well,
no
okay.
cop should ever have to shoot anybody.
But for the safety of the child?
Yeah, for the safety of the child. So yeah. Now she's dead. The father is in jail. The kids are in...
The kids are going to be lost into a horrible
and
system.
The father is now saying that there's proof or some sort of evidence that the cop completely overreacted.
When the mother had the child at knife point.
Yeah, there's some sort of proof or a
Here's
witness
the thing.
Or something.
Here's the fact of the matter is you got to look at it from this perspective. First off, what kind of fit parent would freak out, okay, and put a knife to their own child?
And use their child as a
shield. Now,
yeah.
One, you lose. You lose your parenting rights at that second. Secondly... Yeah. The dad. What was the cause for the father to get pulled over? Does anybody know this?
He ran a stop sign.
So it was a simple traffic stop.
Yeah, yeah, it was, but there was a language barrier. They couldn't.
Fair enough, but Metro has Hispanic speaking
people. It wasn't Mexican.
It wasn't Mexican.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry, basis.
Hello, my friend. Thank you. Come again.
Well, another question and a kind of a point that I'd like to bring up. Remember that he was a potential murder suspect? And he ran away from the cops, and he was about to get away, and they shot and killed him. This was a few years back, or like a year or so back.
The idiot that they shot in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. They, yeah. What's your point here? Because you're giving.
Well, no. Okay. Because cops shooting people, and are they using too much? Are they going beyond their boundaries of?
Oh, absolutely.
They, do you think so? By shooting somebody?
Totally.
So okay, say.
But no.
No. Let me get my point out here real quick. Say he was the, you know, he did murder somebody. The cops couldn't chase him down, couldn't catch him, let him get away, didn't shoot him. He went out, maybe possibly injured somebody in a chase or killed six more people. Who knows? Then wouldn't people be bitching because why didn't the cops shoot him?
Okay, no, hang on a sec.
He
what
was
if
in handcuffs.
Okay, he's in handcuffs. He runs.
It's not that hard to get out
Hold
of
on.
Handcuffs.
Hold.
It's Yum. Really not that hard to
okay.
get out of
he's
handcuffs.
He's in handcuffs. He runs. The cop doesn't say anything, shoots him twice in the back, and it turns out he's innocent. Then what?
Okay, but what? Why is he running? He's obviously guilty
Scared.
Of something.
Scared.
Nerves.
Fight or flight.
That's dumb.
You know,
but,
it's Pop Psych 101.
You're right. He is. But, I mean, and this is a point that I brought up in my criminal justice class because everyone was bashing cops because why'd they do it? They didn't have the right to do that. Blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I'm like, what if he was? What if he killed, like, his entire family? What if he was going to kill more people? What if they injured somebody on the chase? Can you please turn that off? Because it's just really distracting. I don't know why you're watching. He's got, like, hella porn on
his... Oh, yeah, that's his thing. That's his motivator for the show.
I guess. So they didn't shoot him. He got away, and he killed more people. Then people would be bitching because they didn't shoot him.
Not
they
necessarily.
Didn't.
You see, you got to understand
no
what you're talking
be
is...
happy.
You're talking in hypotheticals. You know, you're absolutely talking in hypotheticals. You're assuming, again, you're victimizing yourself for the sake of the argument. You're assuming the worst in society, and you can't do that. I mean,
but
I'm
you
not
also
saying...
Can't, but you also can't take the best
no,
as well.
And I'm not saying it got to be a Pollyanna situation. You know, I won't say that.
Pollyanna, what's next? History revisionist?
Ooh, good one. Redracting. You know, the whole thing is, though, is you can't assume the worst, though. You want to assume that, oh, everybody's going to be a psycho killer. Keska say, but I know you'll never get that reference. Three people on the internet may actually get that reference right now. I don't know. I guess I don't know because I would think that if I was in an interesting circumstance, well, as a matter of fact, I was in an interesting circumstance. I've been kicked out of a small town, and one of the people I was with actually broke some like neon lighting in the small town and ran the minute the cops stepped out of the doorway to bust him. Does that mean this guy is going, you know, he
no,
realizes
it doesn't.
He doesn't mean he's going to go on a neon sign bashing spree.
They hate our freedoms and our neon signs.
You know, you can't assume that.
But you can't just, you can't assume that he couldn't. You can't assume that he has some violence in him.
Now,
you've got to take everybody with the special, you know.
Everyone has violence in them. I mean, we're an angry society. We're all about the hate and the anger anymore. We're all about the violence. We're all about the destruction.
Yippee!
You know?
Oh, sorry. No, that's bad.
Bad.
That's bad.
Bad. Well, yippee.
Yippee!
For wrestling. So anyhow, I don't know.
Rambo movies.
Oh, good point.
I think we need to glorify more violence and more sex and more sexual violence.
Well, we need more sex in our country. I will stick by that. We need more sex on TV. We need more sex on movies. We need just more sex.
Oh, that's another point that I brought up in my psych class. Because everyone was dissing the fact that there's violence in video games, violence on Woo-hoo. TV. And I was like, that's bullshit. I was like, you need to think out of the box. I'm like, the fact that there's violence and we're expressing it through video games and we're expressing it on TV and all this, I'm like, shouldn't that bring the violence rate down? And it's actually a fact. It did, in fact, bring the violence rate down. As violence increased on TVs and video games and such, it decreased in real life.
You know what I think?
It's outlet.
I think we need to have a rape prevention class.
A rape prevention class?
Yes, a rape prevention class.
And how would this rape prevention class work out?
Well, it'd prevent you how to prevent rape prevention.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Like
prevent you from preventing rape prevention.
Can the instructor dress all slutty?
I think so. They're going to have to. Well, no, the instructors will have to be big rapists, I would assume, because they're going to have to show you how to successfully rape someone and prevent rape prevention.
But if you signed up for that class, would it technically be rape? Because you can't really rape
No,
because
then it'd be voluntary. But you'd be teaching you how to prevent rape prevention. Like teach you how to knock the whistle out of her hand or how to hit her in the face so that it swells up and she passes out but she doesn't choke to death.
How to destroy
blood.
That little personal alarm thing.
Exactly. How to withstand the effects of pepper spray.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a great idea. I don't know. I mean, you know.
How is that a great idea?
That is a fantastic idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
Thank you, Mr. Bennington.
You guys have to remember you've got a female on the show now.
Great. Then we can work on these prevention techniques.
Or
these
you can't rape prevention the willing, Murph.
Don't worry. Whoa, I'll lock the door.
Whoa.
There we go. There go the red lights.
All right. Just got to make sure they're on. All right. We got about a minute.
I don't like penis.
That's good.
I like penis.
That's I like great. Vagina.
I like my vagina.
See, I told you she looks at herself in a mirror.
And as the girls in the as the hip cats are saying now, it's vajayjay. Learned that.
You learned that from me.
I learned that. It's vajayjay.
See?
Wow.
Oh, there was a question I missed. Oh,
Brandy is a hot stripper name. I have to say that is. She is a hot stripper. And any vagina pics that you have can be sent to murphy@bankwagon.net.
Trench, do you know what a dime piece is?
A dime piece. I know what a dime bag is.
Ask him if he knows what a cod piece is.
I know what a cod piece is.
What's that?
He has a cod piece.
Oh.
Anyhow, what's a dime piece?
A pretty lady. Yeah, I know. James L. knew it.
A dime piece.
Murph didn't know it.
I have no idea what it is.
Is she a dime?
You mean a dame?
A dime.
I think that's like a 10.
Oh, okay. She's a 10.
Is there a hot word, like hip cat word for vagina?
Vajayjay.
Okay, what about for clitoris?
No.
Clitate?
No one says clitoris.
Oh, my God. I got my clitate robbed. Ah.
I'm going to go get my clitate beers. I said, Shanae, let me see your clitate. And she whipped out her vajayjay.
Aw, man.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, guys. 55 after.
But I could come up with more vagina references.
Next week's show. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Box.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Gash.
We appreciate everybody in the chat room. Freakazoid. Nice. Stitch, Fox FM, Toe, and Brando all hanging out in the chat room. Plus a couple that were there earlier. Maybe we'll bring back Mad Props someday.
Me Madre.
And your mom. Also, remember, if we're not live,
Axe Wound.
We're in the archive.
You'll find us in the archives.
And syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Flash FM, KCOast Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Bradley Muffins, Arrow 97 Online.
Baby Factory. Penis holder.
Cum dumpster.
Cum guzzling gutter slut.
Oh, no, I used that one already. Fuck! the box of the penis comes in.
Hey, you guys should play gay chicken.
Not tonight. Why don't you and I play gay chicken?
You and me?
You put your vagina on my face and we'll see who squirms first.
And on that note, we'll be back next week. Find us online.
What lick was that, Murphy?